extra Chick-fil-A sauce, please. Okay, Dr. Ganey, you'd like a chicken biscuit, right?
Yeah. Sounds great.
Okay, sounds all great. Right, good deal. We got all that lined up anyway. Good to have you with us again.
Thank you morning. For having me.
And hopefully next month when we do this, we may not have to bring this up again. I sincerely hope so. The vaccinations are out there. I think it was up around 60% now nationwide, as far as the case may be. How has the effect been on the schools? I know for a while with the contact tracing, we're having to shut down schools here, there, you know, all over the place. How has it been in the last month or so?
Well, on April 12th, we changed some of our approaches as far as our contact tracing. We did not, when we had a positive, we did not look at as big an area because our numbers have been going down, and we've been talking to Susan Hayes, Randolph County Public Health, and we got to a point where our number of positive cases was going down to the point we could make some different decisions, and we also reduced the quarantine period for someone exposed to a positive from 14 days to 10 days. We did right. that back on April 12th. So all of that has been a result of our positive cases going down, and we still have some things that are kind of – we have some spikes here and there, but you know, you mentioned it. Let's get to summer, and let's get through these high school graduations and special events that schools are trying to have for children the best they can. Our principals have done an unbelievable job of trying to do what they could in terms of special end-of-year events with safety precautions in place. Everybody knows that our focus is on having high school graduation on June 2nd, the best way we can, and so I'm just so proud of our staff and everybody's been involved, parents and students. But it will be a good time to get to the summer and put this school year behind us. But we will always look back at this year with great pride because what has happened here, I don't know the way to describe it, but it's been the unbelievable by staff, students, and parents.
Right. Absolutely. I agree 110%. Okay, speaking of high school graduations, let's go over these because we have the schedule here. May 21st, Randolph Early College graduation at Journey Church, and that's going to be at 10 a.m. That's kind of an anomaly, it looks like, as far as the county is concerned.
Well, they're on the community college schedule, so that's why their graduation ceremony is always earlier, so because they start earlier in mm-hmm. school year as well because they follow the community college schedule.
And then the rest of them, June 2nd is the date. And we have Eastern Randolph at 6 p.m., Southwestern at 6 p.m., Trinity at 6 o'clock. Then we move to 7 o'clock, Randleman High School at 7, URA Ridge 6 through 12 at 7 o'clock, Providence Grove High School at 8 o'clock, and Wheatmore High School at 8 o'clock. How has this worked out, like with all the schools having graduation, essentially all of them on the same day? Has that worked out well?
It has been that way for years here before my time. But I also want to say a big thank you in the, like in Archdale Trinity zone, they have staggered Wheatmore and Trinity because we do have families that are tied to both
right.
schools.
Yep.
And then, Eastern Randolph and Providence Grove a couple of years ago started staggering theirs because we might have grandparents that have children, grandchildren at both schools or, you know, our aunts and uncles with nieces and nephews. And so, it seems to work well. It's a big night in this county. It's really, you know, when you think about it on June 2nd or whatever night's last night of school or last day of school, to think that everything kind of stops for high school graduation. That to me, in many ways, that's how it should be.
Yep.
It should be, everything should be focused on kids like on a big day like that. So it's very exciting. I also want to mention this is URA Ridge's first high school graduation. 17-18 is when we added grade 9 to that school, and we've added one high school grade level a year. So the class of 2021 will be the first graduating class on that campus, and Brian Hill and his staff are excited about this. The kids are excited. Last I looked, I think there's 51 members of that senior class. So, and give or take, I don't know, the last number I saw was 51, but so excited for that school as we have changed that school from a 6-8 school to a 6-12 school in a 4-year window of time.
And I would like to mention also that not all the graduations are going to be actually held at the schools, like a URA Ridge you were mentioning, for instance. That's going to be at Journey Church in Asheboro, and also Randolph Early College High School is going to be at Journey Church
yes.
also, right? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very good this morning. And, you know, I don't know how exciting you may think this is, but I think this is a wave of the future right here. Randolph County Schools are going to be getting themselves an electric bus. Tell us about that.
Well, we have been chosen as one of five school systems that have a pilot electric bus. We're going to be working with the electric bus. Looks like we'll get it in 2022, and Randolph Electric has been very involved. I think they are providing the charging station. We're just going to see how this works. Thomas Bus has been very instrumental in this. It's their bus. They're very big partners of our school system, and had a big day May 3rd as they brought the bus out. And I said, well, I want to hear this thing crank up. And one of the guys said, well, it's already cranked. So, I mean, I thought, well, that shows how much I know about electric bus. But, yeah, you know, you know it's coming. You've seen it in the cars, and so you know it's coming. And the question will be the affordability of the bus versus the savings compared to what we pay for gas and to operate buses it is at present time. But exciting time, and I want to say a big thank you to Thomas Bus for their involvement of us in this project. And DPI, Department of Public Instruction, has allowed us to be involved in this, and of course, Randolph Electric is a great partner of ours as well, and they're equally excited. So, big day there. We had a bunch of staff from Thomas Bus, Randolph Electric, and, of course, our staff was there. And we have a fantastic transportation department. Our mechanics they're the best. They're absolutely the best. And, you know, it's another great when you go out there and see a presentation like this and you look around and see your staff and I hope you guys are seeing our staff, because these guys are world class. The mechanics are just world class. And there's a group in our school system in the maintenance and transportation facilities area. Those three areas, maintenance, facilities, transportation, they don't get enough credit and the credit they deserve, because they are fantastic. You know, we have a great teaching core, a great leadership core in the schools with the principals and all, but again, when you go to that group, those three groups, nobody's better than we are, and that's inside that area.
And you know, it's kind of strange. It's kind of folks that you really don't think about all that terribly often being involved in the actual critical part that they play as far as getting the kids back and forth to school, the bus drivers, folks like that, that just jump in and do what needs to be done.
Well, and not to use up too much time of the interview, but we had a big change on October 26th where we brought back our elementary kids 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that just happened just as smooth as it could be, transportation department. And there was a bunch of bus routes had to be changed.
Yep.
And it just happened. And then again on April 6th when we brought back 6-12 4 days a week, it just happened. And it was it didn't happen by just magic. It happened by great work by the transportation department, as they were planning weeks in advance for what if this ever changes, and it was smooth. And you know, that doesn't happen everywhere. It doesn't happen. Our facilities that we have that are maintained, that doesn't happen everywhere either.
Okay. And getting back to the electric bus, once again, we don't know exactly where this is going to be, where it's going to go, what school is going to get it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be housed.
Well, okay.
It's going to be housed between Southwest Middle and Southwest High School.
Oh, good. Goodness gracious. Okay. Something to look forward to there for sure. All right. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Dr. Ganning? I told you I was going to be easy on you today.
Well, I'm just very excited about another development. Our school system, our board approved a virtual academy for K-8, grades K-8 next year. They approved it at the April 19 board meeting. And this is going to be big for our school system. It is another important step as we move forward towards meeting the needs of all students in our school system. And also, hopefully it will bring some relief to our staff that we have the remote option if a child selects to stay remote. And we may even be required to offer remote next year. But if a child wants remote learning, they will be required to enroll in that school and make a one-year commitment. So we're trying to take some of the added burden that's been on our teachers, especially in grades K-8 this year, of having kids remote and in person. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this will help. And this, again, is another big step for Randolph County school system in meeting the needs of all students and the interests of all students. Because we have students out there who do want to engage in school remotely. And I'm so proud of our Board of Education for listening to our presentation and supporting this idea, because, you know, as you mentioned with the electric bus, times are changing, and the Randolph County school system is going to change with times within a great community that we're in. We are going to continue to change as times change.
And once again, we're going to go over the graduation schedule one more time here. May the 21st will be Randolph Early College High School at Journey Church at 10 a.m. The rest of them in the county, June the 2nd. Eastern Randolph at 6 o'clock, Southwestern Randolph at 6 o'clock, Trinity at 6 o'clock, those three. Then we move to 7 o'clock for Randleman High School, Uari Ridge 6 through 12. Once again, that one's at 7 o'clock at Journey Church in Asheboro. Providence Grove High School at 8 o'clock, Wheatmore High School also at 8 o'clock. Any limitations as far as the amount of folks who can come to graduation this year, Doctor?
Yes, every principal will take their seating capacity, and it'll be 50% use of seating capacity. Now, what will not be included in that 50% will be graduates, staff members involved in the in making the ceremony go, and any other student groups, like maybe a chorus group or a band group that may be playing or providing music. They won't be counted in the 50%, but the high school principals will take their seating capacity for guests, and they will utilize 50% of that. So they're ready. They're ready. They run their schools every day. They've got this. I have no doubt the high school principals are ready for this, and they're excited. The kids are excited, and, you know, there's no better way than to end what has been a very different school year, but a great school year, a very memorable school year on June 2nd with high school graduation. I'm looking forward to it.
Keep your fingers crossed for good weather, right?
Well, if the weather's not good, we're going inside. We're still going to have graduation on June 2nd.
You got it. Doctor, thanks again. Good to have you with us this morning. Tim?
Thank you.
Hurry back with those chicken biscuits this morning, okay? Good morning, everybody. It's 9:18 on the Zoo.
Tune in to Tim.